count.
Hello, everybody. Okay. Welcome to Rums Over Baghdad. Sean, speaking as I'm doing my intro.
Wow.
How dare you?
You didn't say what you were countdowning to. It could have been like, I don't know, a birthday.
Yeah, I was about to say sing.
Birthday! I got you a birthday cake. Happy birthday. Hi, everybody.
Is it ice cream? What? Is it ice cream cake?
Oh, my gross. God. You like ice cream cake?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When I had it, like, 20 years ago, last time I had cake.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what's good?
Last time you had cake? I guess you
probably 10, 15. What are you trying to say? I can't have cake?
No.
Go ahead, Mary.
Ice cream and cake are good, but separate. Like, don't... There's no need to put the ice cream inside the cake. I feel like it ruins it. Like, let's
I mean, honestly,
keep the integrity of let's make the maximum quality cake and then the maximum quality ice cream. And even if you have that, as soon as you put them together, like in the same thing, it tastes like garbage.
Go ahead, pop cans.
Counterpoint: they said the same thing about chocolate and peanut butter,
and then Reese's came out, and so, now look where we're at.
And the world fucking changed, Mary.
I guess we need, like, some kind of corporate mastermind to make the perfect ice cream cake. And let me tell you, Dairy Queen does not do it.
Fair enough. Okay.
Got him.
What is your preferred ice cream cake?
I don't. I like the...
Ice cream cake?
No, yeah, ice cream cake.
Is there flavors of ice cream cake? Is there, like, a red velvet ice cream cake?
Because
I might be in on that.
Red velvet is the most basic bitch cake flavor, I gotta say.
I didn't need to get blasted like that.
I'm sorry.
I mean, this is the start of a podcast.
Yes.
You gotta let me at least...
It's just chocolate with red food coloring. It's dumb as hell.
I want carrot cake, ice cream cake. I'm putting it out there.
Okay.
What kind of ice cream?
Actually not a bad idea. Carrot ice cream.
Carrot ice cream.
I bet that would actually be pretty good. I like carrot
cheese. It is.
Yeah.
My local ice cream shop has carrot ice cream, yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's very good.
Why is your seat so fucking weird with desserts?
Carrot ice cream, Welsh cookies.
Just living. Good, clean living. Yeah. The Caboose, if you would like to know, is my local. And they have a carrot ice cream. It's very good.
Does it have chunks of carrots or like shredded carrot in it?
Yeah, shredded carrot.
Okay.
Not chunks. That'd be weird.
Yeah, chunks would.
That'd be like chunks of uncooked carrot.
Or even like chunks of cooked carrot would not be pleasant either.
It gets mushy in a way that you don't want. I can't even imagine storing something like that. But yeah, very good.
Well, now I want to try it.
You should. It's made by Hershey's.
What?
What?
Yeah. It's Hershey's. Yeah. Makes a bunch of weird stuff. Well, Hershey's, Pennsylvania is down a little bit to the south, and they put out weird ice cream flavors from time to time. And do stuff like that, so. It's good.
You better make this podcast image some fucking carrot ice cream, because I want to see what it looks like.
Oh, it will. Somebody write that down in our Discord channel to remind me to put... the image for this podcast being carrot ice cream.
Okay.
You did mention, though, that you wanted ice cream cake was like ice cream inside of a cake, which actually kind of sounds better than ice cream cake. Like, what if you, like, opened up a cake, took the middle out,
and
put ice cream in?
That's what it is, right? Where there's cake, too.
Ice cream cake is like a solid block of ice cream, right? I mean, they have some, like, you know, bits and stuff in there, like little chewy nuggets or something like that inside of the ice cream cake. But every ice cream cake I've ever had is always, like, I don't know.
Only ice cream?
Ice cream, really. It's ice cream.
I'm looking at
formed into a cake.
No, it's ice cream on top of cake or...
Really?
Or, like, cake in the middle.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Remember that. It's not what I've ever had. That sounds better than what I had. Maybe I need to try ice cream cake again. I don't know. Oh, boy. What's so funny, Pop? What's so funny?
I keep saying, it's Hershey's. Now I'm on the freaking Hershey's Ice Cream Facebook page. And on the page, it says, products of Hershey's Creamery Co. not affiliated with Hershey's Chocolate. So fuck off, Albie.
What?
Oh, they're different companies.
Now that's actually news to me. I mean, that's like, I learned today that Duncan Hines, the cake boxes, is named after an actual person called Duncan Hines. That's something I learned today.
Well, that there sounds like a regular person name.
Duncan Hines. See? He was a food critic who sold his name to the cake box people. Now nobody remembers him as a food critic. They just remember the cake boxes. It's tough. It's tough. You got to watch out for that.
Oh my God! They have a video all for carrot ice cream.
Hell yeah, they do.
Sorry, I linked the mobile page, but that's more funny. And now I'm on sell Hershey's ice cream. You want to get in on this?
You want to get in on this? Open up a little stop. You want to start selling a little ice cream on the side? Is that what you want to do? We can work the website like this. I can put a store page up there. We can start selling little Hershey's.
This isn't carrot ice cream. This is carrot cake ice cream. That's totally different.
Okay. Also, yeah, it's carrot cake ice cream.
Okay. That is not the same.
Okay. That's fair. I thought it was just carrot ice cream. It only tastes like carrot ice cream to me. I mean, at a certain level, it's carrot ice cream.
No, like carrot cake has like spices.
I guess.
I'm looking at the greens right now, and it doesn't include carrots. So,
what the fuck?
Fuck you, Gabby.
Wow, you're just eating lies. Not include
carrots. Lies. It even looked like it has chunks in it when I was eating. Okay, what were those? Where am I? What am I eating? No one knows. But carrot ice cream could work, though. I mean, it would probably taste. A carrot doesn't have a strong flavor.
I wonder if you'd have to do like sorbet.
Probably just tastes like vanilla.
Or something.
Yeah, probably. I always wanted to get one of those ice cream makers that can make like soft serve and stuff like that. You can get weird with the ice cream then. We don't have enough weird ice creams, that's all I'm saying. Get weirder ice cream. Roast beef ice cream. Yeah. We could do like a turkey, like the jelly beans. We could do like a whole... It's like a whole turkey dinner. Ice cream.
There is a company that makes weird ass ice cream flavors, and they have a mac and cheese one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That actually might be good.
I would eat that.
I watched a YouTube video where a dude was comparing and ranking them. So there you go.
Ooh. Okay. Well, we've learned today a lot about ice cream. That's good. That's what we wanted.
Did we?
Did we? I can't. Is there a game that I can think of that I played this week? You cannot make ice cream in No Man's Sky? Is that a transition to video games?
A very poor one. Okay. But I guess
much
he did
like
it.
Carrot cake ice cream, I guess. Very poor ice cream. Insult to my friends at Hershey's Ice Cream Company. Yeah.
They don't
No Man's
even
Sky.
Put carrots in their goddamn carrot cake ice cream, so fuck up.
We are not getting those ad revenue dollars. We got to start thinking about these things. Come on. Come on.
Do you really want to talk about No Man's Sky in 2022?
They keep putting updates out, so...
I
people are playing it, I guess.
Listen, it's all right. I'm getting towards the end of my playtime with it. I am reaching that point where it's like... I would have to start grinding, like... recipe materials and stuff like that, and I'm like, you know, I've seen the main quest line, I understand what this game is, I have a nice base now, and I got like cool robots and stuff, and I got some people that I'm working with, some vendors and stuff like that, and what if I just uninstall it? It's fine though. I quite enjoyed it. It's a good time for like if you just need something to put on for like a podcast game. A lot of it is just like going around to planets that are cool and picking up weird stuff. Finding cool planets and stuff. So for me, it's been fun in that respect. Finally caught up on Giant Bomb cast this week. So
What now?
I caught up on the Giant Bomb cast.
Never heard of it before.
So yeah. It was fine. I like it well enough. I think they've added a lot of cool stuff. And for the people that want to jump into it, it's in a good spot. It's kind of become like an MMO almost, it feels like at times.
I can
very
see
much
that.
Like that.
Yeah.
Like there's like a hub zone, and you go out and you do own stuff and go back and forth and back and forth. And the story stuff is neat. They have a good, almost like 1950s kind of style of stuff, so it's cool. If you want to check it out, they're in a good spot. They just added pirates, so you can go be a pirate.
What?
I haven't done that yet.
I saw something about a giant space squid or something, too.
There's a giant space squid. Yeah. Maybe. Some kind of giant space thing.
How can you be morally gray if there's nobody else there in the world? Just saying.
Isn't there anyone else in the
Can
world?
You be a pirate if you can't pirate somebody?
Just so there's space stations. I believe you raid space stations that are run by NPCs.
Okay,
I believe that
yeah.
might be the pirate thing, but I haven't done the pirate
But aren't
stuff
they
yet.
Aliens? They really count as people.
Wow.
Wow.
Just saying.
Wow. See, you've been watching... I was going to make a lot of Fox News jokes or something like...
I've been watching what's Halo the TV show.
You've been watching Halo
okay.
the TV
sense,
show?
Then. They have to
Boy,
have a human
Halo.
To tell them what to do, because they're too dumb.
Halo the TV show. Well, let's talk about Halo the TV
yeah,
show.
Yeah, what's your update? How much of that show has come out now? Is it week by week still?
Six, seven episodes?
Five episodes.
Right?
We want
okay.
Five episodes.
Oh, wait, our, the sixth episode might have just came out.
Might have just came out.
So.
We don't watch it. We don't keep exactly 100%. We're not bated breath waiting for a new episode, let's just say. So sometimes it may be like come out on a Monday and we might get to it on like a Friday.
It comes
yeah,
out on Thursday.
No, it's not like, oh my God, it just dropped. Let's go, everybody.
It's drop. Where are we dropping, boys?
Yeah. Yeah, no. So. One of my little brothers keeps trying to convince me to watch it. And I'm like, no, I don't. Everything I've heard about it sounds so bad. But he has trash taste in sci-fi. There you go.
I mean, I do too.
I was,
you know, like,
so I was excited for last week's episode because I knew it had action in it. So I was kind of sad that me
excited.
It took a while for me now to actually watch it. Because I knew it was actually going to be good, maybe, because it might have been more than just shitty, petty drama.
Indeed.
Apparently, the episode 6, which we have not watched yet, is out. I'm sure there's going to be no action in it, so I'm sure it's going to be boring as fuck.
A return to the standard. The action in that episode 5 was pretty good. There's a dude that gets splatted with a needler that I was like, shit, man.
Spoilers, a fucking grunt hijacks a Warthog.
It's he best. Gets in there and starts trying to drive this son of it. He's like, yeah, I got it.
The Master
I'm
Chief gets one and is like, can I borrow this? And just punches that fucking grunt out of there.
It's pretty good.
That Best sounds thing. Good.
It's the only good thing that happened in the show at all.
Honestly, it is the best thing that happened in the show
out of the,
is that a grunt can get into a
like that's what I thought
to drive
the
one.
TV show would be, and that's the only time it's happened in 6 episodes, like for like 1 minute, probably 30 seconds.
First episode had an action scene,
okay,
and then episode 5 had another action scene, and that's it. So
yeah, like episode 1 action scene with killing a lot of kids,
and like the only good parts
like vicious killing of kids, and then episode 5.
Yeah, the only good parts of the show watching people. Humans get killed and then
mulched,
watching grunts hijack Warthogs. It's the only good parts of the show.
Honestly,
I wonder if they could like edit it down into like a movie or something, like they did with the original Gundam anime, and made it like kind of better.
Honestly,
the good parts in there.
I mean, honestly, I feel like you could cut the one character completely from the show. So maybe
he's
you could
about
make
Quan.
It cut it down a bit.
So the
Quan.
First episode where Master Chief saves a human because the UNSC wants her killed, and then
she's the only one who survives a Covenant attack. Hmm. To kind of set that up.
So
the one
Chief,
that was in the mental hospital or whatever later. No, different.
No.
Oh, okay,
it's
no,
a different
that was
character.
Somebody else. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you. Please get
please.
get the lore right on this TV show.
Please.
On this show that I haven't watched, I've only heard
Saheeli.
You talk about.
Mary Saheeli. Okay.
So this character Quan, she does her own separate thing away from Master Chief, and that's the only thing that's universally hated by everybody because nobody likes her or her plotline, because nothing happens. But yet it's like a third of the TV show for some reason. That's fine. That's one of the many reasons why people don't like this. Mm. I personally,
one of the many reasons.
I just find it funny at this point. They're spending so much time on this character that literally nobody
it's
likes.
So bad.
It's like it has nothing to do with Halo, the franchise, or like this TV show. But it's like she's here, fucking hitting this motorcycle in the middle of nowhere,
hanging out, chatting, talking. A lot of conversation for a Halo TV show. Also, a lot of uber violence, which is really strange. It's a strange juxtaposition.
I mean, the games are rated M, so...
For mature.
Yeah, the violence, but the violence is cool. Again, that, like okay. we said, that's the best part. It's the only good parts of the show, or the violence.
He loves the violence. He's a real...
That might be why my little brother likes it, too, actually.
Honestly, I mean...
But it's like, there's only like two times it's happened so far in five episodes. It's like... 30 minutes out of like 3 hours. So insane.
It's really tough because it's like, as somebody, and you mentioned like, hey, somebody who likes sci-fi or whatever. Like, I used to like watch the sci-fi channel all the time, mm-hmm. and there were a lot of crap-ass shows on there that were like bad. And this is like kind of like that level, but like mm-hmm. with budget that's out of its like, it's too big. The budget's too big for this show.
Yeah.
The things it chooses to use the budget on don't improve the show in a lot of ways. So it like you end up in a, I don't know.
Yeah, the landscapes are beautiful. Like I love whenever they so like reach or like any of the sets, any of like the UNSC Marines are they all look perfect in their armor. Like all the ships, like pretty much all the set pieces are fucking fantastic, and I love them. Unfortunately, the content of the show itself is fucking very bad and boring, and. Doesn't feel like Halo whatsoever. So yeah, the budget's nice, I guess. They do a lot of money at this.
Yeah, they threw a lot of money at this, and I can't imagine it's doing particularly well.
Maybe, I don't know.
But it's hard to know at streaming shows like this because they don't put out like numbers. That yeah. are, like, it's the thing that like Netflix has kind of gotten into trouble with recently, where it's like. Oh, your shows aren't actually doing that well because you cut them all after one season. So it's like, what do you end up with?
I feel like the newer streaming services are less focused on the actual like viewers of their mm-hmm. shows and more just on like how many new subscriptions did we get.
Platform. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of Game Pass where it's less about individual games and more about providing a
while
quality
they're starting
service.
Out at least, yeah.
Certainly. Yeah, I don't know. Halo is it's they've went in some directions. I think they cleaned up the story in some ways. They're good, but like at the end of the day, it's kind of a mixed bag, and you kind of end up like, eh.
Like I've written off
Master Chief would just leave his helmet on. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
I've written off the show on ever being good at all, or me ever being interested in any aspects of it. I'm just here to see how fucking like. Comically bad it is with its writing. Like the only part I actually do care about is how is Master Chief, and I hate how they characterize Master Chief. I think they did the complete opposite of how he does in like video games. And I'm not here saying oh they need to make it like the video games, but they need to make it like I don't know something I want to care about. Yeah, Master Chief is like the most unlikable character in the show. He's not sympathetic whatsoever. He's not necessarily sympathetic in the video games, but he has a reason for what he's doing. But in the TV show, he has no reasons for any reason anything he does. He's just a fucking whiny ass bitch. He's just
damn.
This does what, about he does what he wants, and he does what he wants, as in takes off his helmet and battles all the time, and never keeps his helmet on.
Just keep your helmet on, man. Like, episode 5 was definitely a moment where it was like, all right, now, like, he's in an active combat situation where he just got out of a fight and he's just tearing his helmet off immediately. It's like, man, you gotta keep your helmet on. There may be covenant around here who could dome you. Like, come on, man. Mm-hmm. But I get it. I mean, if
that
I look like...
That would be a fun way to end the TV show.
Like
Sopranos style, he just takes off his helmet and you just see him crumple ragdoll around.
I gotta get Sorry. It. Like Pablo Stresh Bar? How do you say his name? He's a good looking man. I get not wanting to keep his helmet
if
on.
I was that good looking, I wouldn't want to wear a helmet either, you know?
I'm sure they're paying him millions, so why do you want to keep the helmet on him?
This is his big break.
Is it? No.
It's
not Halo. Like it's the Mandalorian or whatever. I bet that's what they were hoping for, but no.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
But even Mando kept his helmet on throughout most of the first season. It was very strange. Even second season, he's like, just saying.
They need to have a cute little grunt that he, like, takes care of or something, like a baby grunt.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Baby grunty. I don't know.
He could say the sassiest things. It would be... I want to watch
that,
just
call
Halo.
Him grunt. That's the Halo I want. You just call him grunt, you know? That it makes
but
sense.
He's a baby.
Why you call him grunt. He's a baby grunt.
He just is basically like a minion or something.
It's true. The grunts are pretty scary in this, though. So I don't know.
They're
the biggest person. It's weird.
They make the Covenant look scary in the one time they're in their fucking show.
Like, they're losing this war, though, you know?
Are they? We don't see it, other than this one battle scene, but are they? Mm-hmm. The fucking jackals came out fucking with swords, just jacking people up. That was fucking hype.
Hype! It was.
Like, what the fuck? These jackals, they're all fucking
jackals
around.
Jackals got swords?
Like, this one jackal killed, like, three people, like, doing fucking combos on these fucking UNSC Marines.
Spinning them down. It was pretty good.
Pretty fucking hype.
I was excited about that.
I might just,
why don't
like...
they have? Why can't they use swords in the games? Damn.
Yeah, man.
That's all I'm saying.
Fast forward through and watch the good parts or something.
Yeah, watch 20 minutes of good parts in the whole TV show.
Just watch that Marine get mulched over and over again by a needler. He just gets absolutely pulped in a way that was like, whoa. I mean, I love the needler, but that shit's dangerous.
They turn into a fine mist.
Woo!
That's fun.
It's very good.
You have to end the episode with the fucking Covenant human lady. So next episode's going to be her trying to kill Master Chief.
It's going to be so bad, dude. I'm so ready for how... Please, God, let them do a romance subplot here. Please, God.
You know it'll happen.
Please.
We both seen them naked already, so I mean
we've seen them both naked already.
Are they gonna show Master Chief fucking in the show?
They already showed him naked.
Well, let's fucking go.
That might get people to watch.
I mean, a lot of butts in this show. If you're a butt lover, you'll love
That's
Halo.
So weird because I feel like there's no horny fan base for Halo.
Other than Cortana, but
yeah, I mean the Cortana
yeah,
stuff.
Okay,
I guess
kind of see that, but like even like Warframe has like a weird porno
subreddit
and stuff, and I don't know. Maybe Halo does too, and I probably don't want to find it. But
what are you gonna do?
Yeah,
if
it's
you're
not
go
like
on...
that's so yeah. weird that they're. Injecting so much horniness into it too at the same time.
Yeah, I mean it's weird too. Like, we talk about the ultra violence, but it's like I never felt like Halo was that violent. You know, like it was.
No.
There's violence in it, but it's not like Gears or something like that where you're chainsawing a dude's head off. You know,
like
there.
When I was working at a GameStop, parent would like, oh, they bring up Halo, and I'd be like, well, are you okay with, like, cartoon alien violence? Like, that's as bad as it gets. Like,
yeah.
Halo is, even with the Flood, like, it's not, it's
like,
not
honestly,
that bad
if you re-rated
or scary
it,
or anything.
Like, if you re-rated Halo today, like, Halo 1 and 2, I think you could probably get them, they'd probably be, like, teen, you know? Like, they're not, not a lot of blood, really, not a lot of... Like a lot of the Halo games.
I don't think they say the F word or anything. It's,
no. Johnson might at one point, but it's not really bad, you know.
What did you Google?
I'm
no, he's looking at a subreddit that's probably not good.
Yeah, that's what I'm.
I'm scrubbing through the newest episode, and There's some good. There's some good stuff in it.
Okay. Maybe it's turning around.
We'll see. Not good. Not.
There's some good stuff.
There's some good stuff.
So was I right on my prediction? Is it happening in this episode?
Romance subplot. Maybe. Romance subplot.
Okay. Maybe.
Let's go.
You're making me want to watch this garbage.
No, don't watch it. It's not good. Okay. Like, it's not,
don't watch it,
not,
Mary.
It's not bad in a fun way to watch. I don't think. Mm-hmm. I think it's just mostly boring. Mm-hmm. And there's some more laughably bad moments, but it's mostly just boring talking, with some action every fourth episode.
That's butts. Generally, that's a show.
Maybe you and Gary, you can watch it together, and you will have fun like poking at the dumb parts of it. But it's like, yeah, it's just
you like trash movies. You'll be fine if you wanted to go into this and know that it's like it's kind of a bad sci-fi show, you know, from like the Sci-Fi Channel. You'll be fine.
And,
like,
I might start on it when it's done, but I feel like I don't have much time for entertainment stuff anymore. Like there's so much. I only just now watched that Spider-Man movie or whatever that came out like last Christmas.
Oh, Far From Home?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, and I have the new Halloween movie to watch, and I don't know. There's so much I need to watch.
You should watch Severance, Mary.
I know, everybody.
Severance.
I've had multiple people in real life saying just I need saying to watch it. Yeah.
You would like Severance.
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah, there's so many other things you could do with your time than the Halo Indeed. TV show. So that sucks that it's. Doesn't feel like it's a dense market. Yeah,
it's a dense market.
That's though ironically, like, I don't really have many shows I'm watching right now. Edit it down. That's why I'm like, because I don't have. I can barely watch anime anymore. It sucks. So,
and it's getting good again. So that sucks.
I know. Demon Hole is about to come back here. Whole Sadness Hole is about to return to us in a couple weeks. Ah, Sadness Hole. Remember Sadness Hole?
What a great show. What is that?
Oh, God. Made in the Abyss.
Oh! I still haven't seen the movies for that either. So.
I don't think the movies are important, are they?
Yes. There's some. The first one's a recap. But
yes,
I don't think
the second one is important. Yeah.
The second one's good? Okay.
And you obviously have to play the video games, so.
Of course.
That
video game
looks
like
trash. I'm so disappointed. Yeah. Oh, well.
I feel like most anime games are trash.
That game could be so cool if they had bothered. But
honestly, the few that are good are usually like shonen fighting game kind of stuff. Like some Dragon Ball ones, some Naruto ones that are good.
There are a lot of those that are garbage too, though. So
a whole trash pile. You really have to sift. It's like a needle in a haystack kind of good anime game. That's all.
Well, one of 500 Dragon Ball Z video games are good.
Say two, maybe. People like the Budokai games, like Budokai 2 or whatever when that was new.
There was one that was on the PS1 that I liked a lot. It was like a fighting game, but I don't remember what the hell it was.
That game was garbage also.
Okay.
There's like two of them that came out in English legally, and they're both bad, so.
Well, speaking of the industry of anime in Japan, let's talk about Sekiro, which I started this yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, 2 days ago? Sekiro, Shadows Die Twice, as part of my playthrough of all the Souls-like games. Very good. Very excited about it. That game is very different than... Mm-hmm. Starts off a lot like a From game, but is a very, very different thing. Very much like Ninja Gaiden, mm-hmm. I feel like, or something like that. Much more about like, hey, sneaking, hey, put a knife in somebody's back. Also a lot about like, hey, you gotta, oh, Popcans is like, I'm gone. I can't be a part of this. Also when he left, I moved up to the top.
Yeah. That's weird that you switched places or whatever.
Why? It seems like a strange thing for Discord.
I feel like Discord didn't used to do that, but
I feel like it didn't either, but. Yeah, so like for me, it's been enjoyable to kind of see how they evolved it a bit, especially coming out of Dark Souls 2. And he's back. But
keep fucking talking.
No, Sekiro is
10-year-old game.
Okay, it's very good. I like knives. I kind of got a little better. People tell me not to dodge, but it's such a hard habit to break after having gone through like Dark Souls 1, 2, Elden Ring. Like, dodging is such a part of those games that now it's like, don't dodge. You got to get in there. And it's like, okay, I will try. Thank you for thinking of me.
How much of Bloodborne did you play? Because that the don't dodge is part of that game, too.
I think I killed the cleric beast.
Oh, okay, so the very beginning.
Not
okay.
very much, no.
You got to go back to that one, too.
Yes.
Maybe by the time you finish Sekiro and Dark Souls 3, Bloodborne will be on PC or something, and I'll buy it for you again.
No, you dare. Don't you dare. Still think about that you bought that game, and I'm like, oh, I should have played it more. Yeah, so I got to get through Dark Souls 3, and I'll do Bloodborne at the end. And then who knows? Man. People want me to play like Neo, or that other one that like people like with the robots. Armored Core. No,
if you're gonna play FromSoft games that are similar,
Kingsfield. That's what the one that Pop wants me to play is Kingsfield.
I know. I don't. I mean,
he'll never watch me play that game. Nobody will watch me play Kingsfield.
No, I have to tell you the name of the fucking game that I'm thinking of. Wikipedia.
That's the cool thing about doing this is like you can see the evolution of their thought process on stuff, and it's like, oh, so this is what the experience has been like for them, what they improve on and what they don't think is important, and like going back and forth on stuff. It's cool.
The Surge, is that what you're talking about?
No,
the Surge.
Otogi.
Oh.
Otogi. The Otogi game.
I was talking about Surge. She was talking about Otogi.
That's what you gotta play. It's kind of similar. It's more like Sekiro than like Kingsfield. It's more on the action ninja kind of thing than an RPG.
There's probably other ones that are like people. Anyway.
Shadow Tower is actually very Shadow cool. Tower. And it has guns. It's more like Bloodborne. Okay. They've been iterating on their stuff, even if it seems like it's a new game. You should go back and look at their other things.
Yeah, I should.
Let's see when they make an Enchanted Arms spiritual successor. Oh,
no.
Boy.
No.
Have you played any of
that game? That game fucking sucks.
It's garbage, but it's so dumb.
You guys like a 13-year-old. I hated that game so much.
What about you could have like a giant slice of pizza as one of your Pokemon? It was so cool, and the voice acting. Oh, you gotta look up this game, Albie.
Okay, I'm gonna look up Enchanted Arms. You say?
Yeah, make just have it open in a tab for later.
Make a new fucking Lost
for later.
Make a new Lost Kingdoms. Lost Kingdoms 2 is pretty fucking good, from what I played
of
it.
That did seem neat. I remember how the cover looked. But was God. That a From Software game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Card.
The characters in this Enchanted Arms thing look like trash! Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
CGI, my friends.
Oh, wow, yeah, From Software. Wow, I need to play this game.
It's fun how people forget how they made a bunch of like punishing games. Like
yeah,
also.
No, they totally used to make a lot more different things, but
Cookies and Cream. Yeah, but then
I know that game.
Yes.
My God, Shadow Tower. But then, what are all
Shadow
these
Tower
games?
Is cool. Yeah, you should. All these honestly, games are worth so much money now too because of that, because of the FromSoft.
Honestly, I think that's a cool thing about what they've done too. Is they could go back in their library here and say, let's do another Shadow Tower, and then people would be like, hell yeah, let's do another Shadow Tower.
If they can't make a new Bloodborne because Sony owns it, I would not be super shocked if they did a new Shadow Tower. That would totally work.
No,
it's kind of thing.
I mean, people would much prefer Bloodborne 2. I'm not saying that, but I think when the game came out, they would be like, oh, this is cool.
It'd be cool to see them do, like, jumping to, like, I don't know, like, thousand. Like, there's, like, a. It's kind of like Konami, too, where they have, like, such a backlog that you could just say. You could make. It's just, like, hand over fist. Any game you wanted to go back into the backlog for.
Yeah, that's but From Software can still make video games, so.
But they only make Souls games now.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. Well, supposedly a new Armored Core is coming, so we will see.
We'll see.
If they announce it, people would be hype. In particular, one Austin Walker would lose his mind.
Oh, sure.
It'd be very exciting for him. But
it's been a long time since they put out a real Armored Core game. So,
2013 was the last Armored Core game.
And I feel like that was like a weird spin-off thing. It didn't
Verdict
like the
Day.
Old games or something. I don't remember.
Tell me your knowledge about this classic game that I was just looking at. Nebula Echo Knight. Tell me about. No idea, nor do I. First person perspective. No use of firearms in the game.
Maybe Weird. We should talk about video games we've actually played, though. I don't
Man.
Know.
No, though. What if we don't? So, yeah, I'll be playing Sekiro this week, probably. Getting some of that done.
Have you learned how to parry? Sorry, I keep interrupting you, Bob. I'm the worst.
I'm trying to fucking promo Albie's. Twitch channel because he's not going to do it, but no, whatever, fine. Go ahead.
Twitch.tv/down. Come check me out. I stream every once in a while. You can come hang out with me and my friends, and they shit talk me about fucking missing parries.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the experience. Get ready. It's going to be great. I'm very excited about it. I bought alcohol for this. I bought
what?
That doesn't sound like a good way to play it.
I'm gonna get fucking hammered every time. It's a shot until I pass out at the computer. No.
I think you'll get banned from Twitch for doing that.
Man dies playing Sekiro.
Yeah. They have a thing against self harm, so
that's true.
I guess gotta stream while in a hot tub. So
there you go.
It's the only other thing you do in Twitch, right?
Yeah, sorry. Alcohol in a hot tub. I'm know. Sure that's good.
Sorry, lazy joke. I'm sorry.
Gotta do it with feet, animated feet on a table, and that was one of the VTuber trends. Don't worry, I know them all.
You gotta,
I've seen them all.
Add VTuber in your tags, but not be a VTuber.
But then have like an overlay, like a high opacity overlay of an actual VTuber model, but nobody can see it because it's just like every once in a while you catch a glimpse of it. It's just
fucking
really get weird with it.
PNGTuber.
PNG tuber. There you go. It's just like a hand drop.
A static image, yeah.
Just in a corner, and it's.
It'd be funny
barely,
if it was just an animated GIF looping of like the mouth going like that, and it didn't match up at all.
Honestly, I kind of want to do that now.
It would fit for your trash taste level or trash.
Thank
Sorry,
you.
My brain's dead. I've been looking at too much YouTube crap today.
Speaking of drinks, by the way, I got that Nitro Pepsi Vanilla.
Oh.
Hard poured that into a glass. That shit is fucking good. I don't know why
it's
everybody
so
hates on
sugary,
it.
It's so sugary, though.
It's so sugary, yeah. Like, I had one, and I'm fucking wired in a way that I haven't been in a while, but
I actually, when I had mine, I looked at the nutrition info, and it has, like, twice the amount of sugar and salt in that one than the regular Pepsi.
Yeah, but it's good. I don't know about the regular. I don't know how the regular would be, but the vanilla, it was it felt like a whole thing of like vanilla ice cream on top.
Yeah, that one's supposedly really even good. Sugarier. I bet that one extra tastes like the leftover soda from an ice cream float, even more than the regular Pepsi.
It's very good.
Yeah, I was surprised I liked it, but I was like, I'm glad I can't easily buy these or whatever. Like, it would
yeah.
be bad.
It's a dessert. It's a dessert yeah. for me. That was my dessert for today. It's very nice.
I split.
I wish they had diet. I would do diet. You know.
I wonder if it would work in diet or if it would just taste like terrible.
Yeah, I wonder what like the artificial sweeteners would make it go.
Or if, funky. Yeah, if the it would affect the carbonation process or something with the nitrogen. I don't know.
Yep. Well, that's all I have, game-wise. Let's go up to Sean.
Yeah.
What you been playing? Oh, boy.
I don't know. Like, I'll play a lot of things that are not interesting to talk about. I don't know. Okay, I'll talk about Fire Emblem 9, Path of Radiance again, my 50th playthrough. I'm not going to do that. Talk about tiering.
How different is your 50th playthrough from your 49th playthrough?
So far, my Ike has been fucking terrible with his growth so far. Like, his strength is, like, on par with Marcy when she's just joined, and he's, like, 4 levels ahead, and it's fucking Marcia. And, she, of course, she's a Pegasus Knight, so, of course, her strength sucks. But Ike's, like, matching up with her. He fucking sucks.
That's
I'm not sure what we're going to do other than just not really rely on him. My Boyd right now is fucking baller, so... And it's still only hard, so it won't be game-ending, but it's surprising how bad my Ike is right now. Anyways.
Yeah, man. Your Ike's pretty bad right now. Yeah, man. I have no idea what the fuck you're
doing. I bet you thought this joke... You thought I couldn't continue with this joke, but I did. So fuck you.
I understood it. You just need to play more video games.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. I gotta get good. I tried. There was a time when I streamed some Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
And I felt like shit because I was really bad.
You were very bad, yes. Get that Advance Wars collection that comes out in 10 years and play some of that.
Okay.
I will mention the Genshin Impact, the seasonal event. I'm just going to mention it real quick because the event was you helping set up a Comic-Con. That's pretty much the whole thing. That was the whole event. Like helping, you're finding these guests who help make light novels, and that was the whole event, and it was fucking silly, and I was like, this is fun.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I love...
That's really weird for Genshin, but I love it.
They're very... recently, they've been leading one bunch of otaku shit, and it's like, this is cool. Like, sure. Might as well. I'm having fun.
Can't wait for Genshin Impact to become like Fortnite and start, like, putting characters in it from, like,
they
other
did
things.
Do that.
Alloy, right? Yeah, from...
Yeah. Isn't there another guest character?
There was a reason I re-downloaded that. I forgot.
Alloy's currently the only guest character so far.
Okay.
Can't wait for them to get Goku and...
Did
Rick from Rick and Morty? I don't know.
They had a KFC promotion, but it was very hard to get the items for, so everybody was mad about it.
Could you get the Colonel, though, as a character?
Yes, you can play as Captain Colonel and... Back.
Captain Colonel. Seems a little strange militarily in the rankings there, like a colonel and a captain?
That's... Well, he's not a real colonel, but he's a real captain.
Oh, I see. His name is Colonel.
He's a self-proclaimed
but he's a captain.
Colonel.
It's not even his real name. His real name is Chuck. It's just everyone calls him Colonel. But he is a captain.
Nearing the end of my Legend of the Heroes Cold Steel 4 playthrough. It's been taking like a year. By year, I mean like 3 months, but I'm at the last dungeon. So it's going to be like 6 more hours, but I'm getting there.
Okay. There you go.
I'll continue this bit when I should stop. The game I will talk about is Archerville. It's on Game Pass. It's, have you heard of this game before? Archerville?
Archerville.
Archerville. So I'm sure you haven't. It's a roguelike, top down pixel art style. It's a roguelike, one of those types. It's the combat's more like a bullet hell because there's somebody's projectiles, so of that vein, sort of. But the most interesting thing to talk about with this game is how much I like it, even though there's literally nothing new about it. It's a very typical art roguelike, but I still managed to I beat this game. Like, I beat a game with Game Pass. That's a surprise. That's weird, huh? it's like, I don't know. It's just interesting thing about it is like, it's nothing new about it. It's very similar roguelike, but I still had a very good time with it. And just, it's interesting how, for me, like, roguelikes cannot bring anything new to it, but I can still thoroughly enjoy them. And just, it's neat how, I don't know, it's just neat. It's because I literally don't know what else to talk about this game. It's cool. Like, you pretty much just go to biome after you defeat a boss.
Huh.
You get collected, the coolest thing probably is the weapon system, whereas you there's a ton of weapons, and you can upgrade the older ones when you find certain materials, and they're all fairly different, and so it's very neat with that, but...
It looks like Enter the Gungeon to a certain extent, like...
Yeah,
it's the way it is.
Yeah.
It's really neat. Yeah, I might check this out.
The pixel art reminds me of, like, a GBA RPG or something, though. Like, it has a handheld pixel art kind of style, as opposed to, like, I don't know, trying to look like an old Super Nintendo game or something.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, I don't have much to talk about it, other than I'm proud of that. Because I'm trying to, I have over 100 games installed on Game Pass. Uh-huh. So I'm trying to, like, get things uninstalled. I don't want to just uninstall games.
Me too.
Until I try them out. So I've been trying to go like sort my games out alphabetically and just start down the list, and keep playing until I don't want to stop playing them. But it turns out my first game I actually started playing was this game, and then I spent 12 hours playing it till I beat it because I wasn't expecting to actually like it that much, but then I thoroughly enjoyed it a lot. So
cool.
That makes sense. Archvale starts with A, so there you go.
Yep. So, and I guess I'll talk about this. So turns out it's very easy to hack a 3DS nowadays. So I hacked my 3DS. I haven't used it in years. Yeah.
Bunch of
my
you just gotta download that Pokemon Picross and you're ready to go.
Yep. So my OG 3DS XL, it's like probably close to 10 years old by now. So it's pretty wear it out. The battery's not great. And the B button, I had to press it very hard for it to register. And I haven't really played it since the WarioWare Gold came out, so. I watched a video that talked about hacking a 3DS, so I decided to give it a war. A swirl. So yeah, it was surprisingly easy. It was kind of fun doing all the steps. I'm playing a bunch of DS and 3DS games. Obviously, the first game I played on it was the game, probably the DS game that I played the most as a kid, Tiger Woods PGA Tour. It's
okay.
Still fucking great. Like, it's probably one of my favorite Tiger Woods games because I like you. Because you have to obviously use a stylist for the golf swing, and I can never get it perfect. So, since I can never get it perfect, there's always a challenge to every golf swing still. So, and I actually love the putting in that game, so it's a lot of fun. I started playing, but I played the DS Advance Wars Dual Strike. And that's I was never a huge fan of the Advance Wars games, but I had a lot of fun playing that. And I installed Mario Golf. So pretty much the thing I learned is that the only thing I pretty much play portably are golf games and strategy games. So played a lot of Mario Golf World Tour. And it's been fun. Other than my old DS only has a 4 GB SD card. I've been trying to get my 128 GB card on there, but it's a fucking hassle because obviously since it's a 3DS, it needs to be in FAT32. But unless it's when the SD card is over 32 gigs, there's no easy way to get it to FAT32. So it's a whole hassle. I'm probably just not gonna not worry about it. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Emulation, like, I can't get GBA emulation to work very well, so I'm just gonna not worry about emulation and just stick to DS and 3DS games. So, probably not gonna use it that much anyways, because I have no real purpose, but it's mostly just been fun, and just, it's like one of the, and obviously I want to get a new theme on here, and I'll show you guys my hot theme. My girl Lind.
I don't think that's an official theme.
What? I got it off the store.
Yeah.
So, It's fun. Like, one of the apps I installed was the theme store. And of course, literally every single theme, and when sort by popular, and literally every single theme is a big titty anime girl, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I mean, what do you expect, you know? I mean, of course.
So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Again, this has mostly been a educational, not just, sure. Not to just, because my 3DS is pretty worn down, so. But it's been a lot of fun hacking my 3DS and telling Nintendo to fuck off. Not going to buy you games.
Yeah, no. Well, not on the 3DS. Come on.
Not like I can anymore. And so,
yeah, they're shutting off the stores, so you may as well.
Oh, right, like, I heard about that. Right.
I need to get back to Shadow of Valentia. Because I actually own that game. But, yeah, now that I have this hacked 2DS XL, I need to actually use it.
I should have got. I wanted to get a hack. A 2DS XL when they came out, but because now I can't. Because if you try looking for a 3DS, they're impossible to get under like $500. So.
Yeah. Luckily, I was paying attention to a Wario64 tweet when they had them refurbished up, and it was a nightmare that I talked about on here, but I was able to get one. So there you go.
Nice.
Are you going to try any, like, I don't know, are there any import games you think you're going to try now that you can?
Because
3DS was region-locked, so.
The predecessor to Elite Beat Agents, that game, I want to play that.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, I don't remember his name, but yeah, I want to play that, I want to keep looking for games. I downloaded a bunch of DS ROMs, so I'm going to. Yeah. I've been checking lists for the best DS games, so yeah, I wanna keep exploring.
Yeah, Wendon 1 and 2 are both really fun, and yeah, I recommend them. They're good.
Cool. Elite BH. I haven't heard that name in years. Cool. I'm glad you both are going to be sailing the high seas soon.
What am I not? Whatever.
All right.
Says the guy who watched all his movies when on illegal sites.
What? That's so crazy. Mary, how you been? Tell me, what games? What's up with Mary? What's the games Mary?
I haven't played as much as I would like to because there's been a lot of annoying life crap lately, including getting the flu and my kid getting the flu. She got it first, I got it after. And now she has a crazy fucking rash. It's probably just related to the flu somehow or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's going to the doctor again tomorrow, so whoopee. But yeah, I stopped playing Elden Ring for a little bit because I realized I was definitely, like, burning myself out finally. Like, I'm getting close to the end, but I noticed I was kind of just, like, rushing through areas and not actually exploring anymore. So I was like, let me take a break.
That's the way I was at the end, too. Yeah. I reached that point of, like, all right, let's just get this done. Yeah.
I kind of wish I didn't. So, you guys have been talking nonstop about Tunic, so I started playing that.
Yeah!
And it's interesting. I thought I would like it more than I actually do, though. The main gimmick is that you kind of don't know what you're doing. You know that it's like a Zelda-ish combat, like Dark Souls kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
And the main gimmick is that there's no, like... there's a tiny bit of English, but a lot of it is just some kind of made-up rune language. And as you're going...
Simlish, if you will?
I guess. I don't know. Toonish. As you go through the game, you can tell there are, like, these things, and you're like, okay, I don't know the mechanic of how to do this, and the way you actually learn the mechanic is by picking up these power-ups that are... I guess you guys have already talked about it, but whatever. They're just pages of instruction manual, And as you get the instruction manual, you kind of understand more what you're doing. And I thought I would be into that because as a kid, like, I would play import games and not right. know what
to do.
Yeah. It's like not in English, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But then I also realized, yeah, they're not in English, but they usually do come with an instruction manual, so you can at least kind of look through it. So mm-hmm. now, whenever I see a mechanic pop up, and I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do with this, but I guess I will later when I find this instruction booklet note, and it just kind of irritates me more than, like...
Right.
More than like, oh, I got this new note, and I found out if you hold A for 3 seconds, it'll do something.
Yeah.
Like, I would much rather know that right from the beginning than, like, trying to gate my progress this way. Like, I understand they have to gate your progress, but it feels kind of arbitrary and bullshitty to be like, the game, you can technically do this throughout the whole game, but you just don't know how. And the game will tell you, oh, here's how you actually do this. And it just kind of makes me mad every time I get a piece of information. I don't know why. But I'm enjoying it so far. Like, I have one of the Triforce kind of pieces already, and mm-hmm. I can get at least one of them very easily. I just have to beat another boss. I beat the librarian on top of, like, the monastery or whatever.
That was a fun fight. I thought that was a fun fight when I did that.
That's another thing, too. Like, a lot of it is just like, okay, I'm going to zap my magic wand a whole bunch because you're flying around everywhere. And
true.
I dodge your big attack, your big telegraphed attack, and it's just, I don't know.
The combat he was the hardest boss. It's not... Not very. I don't think it's meant to be challenging. He was definitely the hardest boss, just because you have to use those.
Well, it's not even really challenging. It's just I don't really like Zelda gimmick boss fights, and that's what these kind of all are. What? So I don't know. I think it's just not my style. Even though
I get that.
I think, like, the level design is really good, and the art design is neat, and the music is good, and the presentation, everything is great, but it's just I don't like the way the game progresses. Even the way it plays is fine, but I don't like the way you do stuff. It feels... I like Elden Ring because even though things are vague, like, I feel like I know what's going on, kind of, and I can get a grasp of situations. And this one, it's like, no, you're not allowed to know until you find this thing, it feels like mm-hmm. to me. And I don't know.
No, I can get that. Yeah. I mean, there was a point where, after I got the third piece of the stuff, where it was like, I kind of did feel lost in that same way and kind of got frustrated with it. And at that point, I just said, well, I'm basically either going to uninstall this game or
look at a walkthrough.
Just look up a guide and just get through this, you know? So, like, I totally get that.
Yeah,
that
it feels almost like it's kind of padded out by you having to stumble
not understanding
around.
Stuff and stumbling around, yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, like, I don't think it's the worst thing that you have to look up something, you know? Like, wiki games exist. For me, it was like once I did that and kind of understood stuff, I got a lot more out of the game at that point. But that's just me. Go ahead, Pop.
Yeah, I fell off.
Sean, sorry.
Yeah, I fell off the game hard for the same reasons, pretty much. Like, that was so infuriating, like, seeing all these things that I know are meant for the grappling hook part. Mm-hmm. But I still don't know where to find it at all. And mm-hmm. I feel like the whole time I was bumbling around trying to find the next secret that will advance the progress. And it's obviously cool when I do find something, but a lot of time I just felt like I don't know what I'm doing, so. And most of the time I'm doing this combat, which I don't particularly love. So, and I'm so surprised how the overwhelmingly positive response that game got. Like, I think the game looks great, and I love the presentation.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't think all the mechanics are there. So,
yeah. I think it's definitely one of those games, and we've talked about this before, where, you know, I don't particularly, outside of Breath of the Wild, like Zelda games very much generally.
Boo.
So,
I mean, and I'm like, kind of the same. I only really like Link's Awakening.
I don't like...
Because I played it when I was a kid.
I don't like 3D Zelda games, but... Link Between Worlds is fantastic, but...
But, like,
you
know...
I need to play
that
one. Now that I'm looking at my DS.
Yeah.
And there was, like... I don't know, their reaction to kind of, like, Elden Ring stuff of, like... People kind of trying to compare it with Breath of the Wild or whatever and kind of having a weird back and forth on it. And, like, I don't know, I think you can reach a point with some of these games where it's, you just, you like it or you don't like it. Like, I don't know, it's like, wait. Some stuff hits you, some stuff doesn't.
Wait,
yeah,
I say?
Like, No, go ahead.
We're interrupting today.
We
got interrupted and now I lost my train of thought.
Yeah. I'm interrupting Albie's bullshit. I don't know what he's trying to get at.
Okay. I lost the train of thought now, and I'm lost in a forest, much like I'm lost in Tunic. I don't know. Maybe me saying, like, I used a guide at some point says to you, like, I don't know. Maybe it just wasn't the kind of game for me where I kind of at some point wanted to know.
Yeah, I feel it was fine at the beginning, but yeah, at a certain point, I got sick of its... of his shit, basically. Yeah. Like, I can tell it's a good game or whatever.
Yeah,
but...
right.
And I want his
qualities there.
And I want to finish it because people talk up, like, the ending and, like, all the surprises. So I want to see all the surprises and, like, see what's crazy shit that happens at the end or whatever. But I'm not sure if I want to get there. I'm not sure I want to do all the effort to get there, maybe.
The ending is really good. I mean, it's a very different ending for that kind of game. Especially if you do the actual good ending. It's like it's really different for that kind of game. But at the same time, it's like... And I would say if you really wanted to see it and you were like, you know, it's on the Game Pass. I'm sitting here as Poppy were going through your games library at some point. I just like fucking... If I want to get through this... I'm going to pop a guide up and get this sucker done in a couple
think
hours.
That's exactly what my feeling on it is, though. Like, the moment to moment, it's okay, but progression just feels bad. It doesn't...
Yeah, there's something
it's
there.
It's not satisfying, right? Like, the way other video games are, just because the knowledge drops feel kind of arbitrary. I don't know why. And I love the way the instruction booklet, like, is presented. Like, the artwork and everything.
Amazing.
Great,
yeah, great idea.
But I don't know why it frustrates me so much.
Like, the whole time I'm reading the instruction thing, I'm thinking, do later one, does it turn into English? So I actually know what it means. Like, I get the vague, what it vaguely means because of the pictures, but it's like, the whole time I'm just thinking, like, am I supposed to, like, actually understand it later on, or I don't know.
Do words get unlocked?
I definitely had
that sense even well into the end of that game where I was like, am I just missing like a page that unlocks a bunch of words or something like that? So I'm like, but you never get those words open.
And
it's just,
sometimes
it's just the
like,
way it is.
I picked up an instruction booklet page where it's obviously like half of a diagram, like it shows half a controller, and I'm like, it just pisses me off and irritates me that I don't have the other half. Like, it doesn't motivate me. It just makes me angry. I don't know. Like,
no,
I'm too impatient,
yeah.
I guess. But, yeah.
I think that's a valid critique, certainly, of, like, that idea. Is it a bad idea to do something like that? No, but certainly is one of those things where it's, like, an artistic choice. Where you can think about it two ways, right?
And
you
having
think about it as positive
that,
or negative.
I'm sure was a nightmare. Maybe that's why it took forever for this game to come out. But I don't know. I don't know why exactly the doling out of knowledge just makes me angrier.
It was because you go in thinking it's going to be like a Zelda-like. But it's like the progression is nothing like Zelda. Because in Zelda, your progression advances once you beat a dungeon. But... it's not really like that in Tunic, I don't think.
And that's where I think it's like, maybe that gives you a false sense of the reaction to it.
Yeah.
Because often video game stuff is like, oh, wow, this amazing presentation of this instruction booklet and the graphics and the sound design and stuff like that. We never really get to that point where it's like, I don't know, in game discussions where it's like, is this like a critique-wise a good way to show this stuff? Is there a negative downside to, like, don't know, showing, trying to be kind of obtuse with your instructions and stuff like that.
Oh, people like, talk about that a lot, but it's usually different games, I guess I would say. Yeah.
I don't know. I think
I want to beat it, I guess, but just so, like you said, I can uninstall it or whatever and get to another Game Pass game. Which
I have 132 right now installed, so I was going to beat it and get back to 131.
I got to be a part of the conversation for Game of the Year, whatever, and so I can be like, no, you guys are wrong, this game sucks because of this, or whatever.
I don't know, the ending is very good.
Like, yeah, maybe I'll change from my mind, I don't know.
Artistic side of it. An emotional ending, let's just say, in a way that it's like, huh, that hit me. Right at the end, I was like, huh, okay.
Okay.
I also...
Different, hits me.
I'm not normally this kind of person, but I also kind of wonder if maybe the game was shorter, like this wouldn't bug me as much.
Right.
I don't know.
And some of that shortness, too, is a result of kind of floundering your way at times.
Yeah,
right?
It feels a lot of the time like I'm not progressing, I guess.
And that
bothered me at the beginning of Elden Ring, too, so...
And you can say that maybe it's a result of Game Pass to a certain extent, having that impact of like, I got to get through this game because, well, there's a cascade of great games every week. And you feel like there's that pressure to get through it when it's maybe there isn't that actual pressure.
I kind of have gotten over that just because I know I'm not going to have enough time to play a lot of games anyway. But
I've definitely reached that point, too.
Yeah.
I just give it up. I mostly just play old games nowadays.
Okay. Go off.
I'm thinking about it. There's a translated game that I want to play that just recently got translated called...
Is it that one that's like Twin Peaks that I continue to want to play on stream?
No, it's called Yumimi Mix. It's a Sega Saturn game, and it's like a comic visual novel. It's almost like a shoujo comic or something. Ooh.
Speaking of games we were talking about, like translated games, Not Words is a game that you recommended the other day, Mary.
That's fun.
That's a fun game. Yeah, it's a little puzzler kind of thing. Kind of like Wordle, but you kind of like type in, it kind of gives you like a little, like it's a square box and there's like four letters that go in this box. And you have to try to spell kind of like, it's like kind of a mix between that and like a crossword where you're trying to spell long words, but you
like
get letters
Sudoku,
in certain boxes.
Where
Sudoku.
You're given letters that have to fit in these specific positions, but
very cool.
They have to form words also as well. And yeah, it doesn't feel like there's the bullshit of Wordle where you're like one letter off and you're just having to guess or whatever. So I do appreciate that.
I lost interest in Wordle. Hot take.
Yeah, me too. I stopped playing like a month ago.
I thought people stopped playing like 3 months ago.
It's probably true.
Probably most people, but it's on the phone. I can do it easily.
It's also on a website. I feel like Not Words, because it's an app, is maybe a little less. But if they made a Not Words, but like a just a website you go to.
Well, there's a version of it on Steam also as well
that
you can get. But yeah, it's not super easy and free like Wordle is. Well, for now. We'll see. New York Times, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to get, for some reason, I want to get into like GBA RPGs for some reason. Summon Knight, Swordcraft Story. That's a hot game right there. It's a very good video game. That's all I gotta say. That's all I'm gonna say.
I have never heard of that game, but I respect
your
opinion.
It was a very popular series. Like, well, maybe not popular with nerds, I guess I would say. Yeah.
Like, none of the mainline games got translated to, like, the fourth one or something.
I think a lot of, like, those kind of JRPGs for me are also, like, horror games where it's, like, I hear about these great games and I'm, like, I've never heard of this game before in my entire life. And it's just sitting out there. It's crazy. It's, like, I heard about, what was it, Evil Within 2. And now, I still haven't gotten through that game. But, like, I hear about it and I'm, like, that sounds fucking great. Like a weird Matrix, but the Matrix is like haunted? It's like,
you know what's going to be nice when we're all super old and retired and we can just play video games all day?
All day? Isn't that nice?
Hopefully our brains will work well enough still by then, but...
Man. Man, let's hope. Yeah. Just plug me into the Matrix, though, at that point. You know, let me just play games all the time.
And I've been playing Princess Connect and Idolmaster, like three different versions of Idolmaster all the time, constantly, so I won't talk about that because it's boring. But the next limited SSRs in Idolmaster Cinderella Girls, they put out silhouettes for them on Twitter.
Ooh.
They're maids.
Wait, what?
Maids. Yeah.
They're maids?
Yeah, so I'm saving all my gems for that. Coming soon, that's haunted. Maids.
That's a haunted Matrix if I've ever seen one.
You know what, one of the maids actually is too? A cat girl maid. So there you go.
I was hoping you would say dragon maid. That works.
I was hoping for
dragon maid. I still haven't watched that new season of that either, but it's probably for the best.
Yeah.
Spy X Family is a great anime.
I do want to see that one. I saw that article on Anime News Network about all the designer chairs on the manga covers, and I was like, now I want to watch this show because it has the chair from Frasier in it.
It's got what? Okay, now there's the title. Somebody write that down in our Discord channel. No. It's got the chair from Frasier as the title of this podcast. Can't believe it. Yeah. Great stuff.
Other than that, Rogue Legacy 2 came out as 1.0 this week. And I remember when they first showed Rogue Legacy 2 in early access, I was like, I don't want to play this game. This looks like crap. There's nothing in it. And now there's things in it. And they've added so many RPG mechanics. I have only played it for like 2 hours maybe, so I don't know if I can really go in depth on it. Which, not like I ever do, whatever. But I find it much more satisfying than the first game because of the added RPG mechanics. Like, I am way more into it. My runs last longer. Maybe it's just because I suck at Rogue Legacy 1. Like, I felt it was a little hard, maybe. But this is, like, a full-on Metroidvania roguelike now. Roguelite. I guess I should say. So I am enjoying it a lot.
Cool.
I'm enjoying it much more than the first game. So if you like RPG mechanics, like they added equipment, they added all of these relics and runes, the bonuses that you can get along with the traits.
Well, those were in the first game, so now you're unselling me again. So.
Oh, really? Maybe I didn't get that far in the first game. But... like they had the character traits and I knew about that, but
yeah.
There's a great interview with one of the developers of Rogue Legacy 2 on Silicon Era that I will link in our chat. But reading that interview was great. Like, he talks about all of the different thought that went into the trait system. Like, the first game was basically all just like genetic disabilities, almost kind of, and how they went away from that idea without totally discarding it in the second game was really interesting, and just rethinking how a lot of the mechanics in that game would present. It was a really interesting interview. Like, the people that made this game know what they're doing is what I came away with after reading that. But yeah, I don't know. It's better than I thought it would be, I guess. But like I said, it seems like instead of Rogue Legacy 1, where when you beat it, you're done, this is more like an infinite... like, actually, like, a game of Rogue should be kind of thing, where you can keep playing it forever. So I appreciate that part of the sequel.
That's neat.
So it's like more like Dead Cells, I guess? I don't know.
I didn't play Dead Cells, so Gary did. I didn't. I don't know.
Like, I didn't like Dead Cells.
Like, Rogue Legacy wasn't one of my favorites at all. I usually stay away from
neither,
the one that...
really.
I try to stay away from more action based ones, like roguelikes, I guess. Obviously Rogue Legacy like was like one of the first popular ones, so I can't fault it too much for being kind of shallow, but I didn't love it that much. So I'm interested to see, because it took them like what 20 years to make the second one, so hopefully they add a bunch of new stuff in. So
when did the first game come out? Now I'm curious, because I want to say it was like 2007 or something.
No, 2009?
Yeah, that might be right. Yeah, 7 was like when... That was not much longer after the 360, so...
Yeah, that was like Braid.
Let's see... 2013. Okay. Oh, okay. Wow. That's much later than I thought.
It's still 10 years... Almost 10 years ago, so...
Yeah, no. Exactly. That's a long time.
Yeah. Jesus.
Indeed.
I think 2013, we might have... When did we start this podcast? I don't know. Around there. I wasn't a founding member, so I don't know.
Oh, my God. You want me to tell you when we started this podcast?
Yeah, I'm curious now.
When did you and Bob go? We should make a podcast together.
Oh,
God.
Oh, fuck, dude. Why you gotta bring that up?
I hope he's doing well. I wish him well.
I wish him well as well. I hope you know?
I won't be mean.
Don't be mean, Mary. Come on. Let's see here. It's certainly, probably like 2015, something like that.
Okay, the website has the first game posted, or first podcast posted 2015, but I think the website came later, so.
Yeah, the website did come later. Who knows? We were old as fuck. I don't know. I was in fucking college when we started this podcast. I'm getting old. Shit. Shit, we're still doing this podcast? Damn.
I mean, barely. Okay. we barely get to.
Wow. Wow.
I know. Whatever.
We're having fun.
I'm glad that we still get to. So thank you. Yeah.
Hopefully DJ is okay. Did he say anything yet? Oh,
hey. No, he's gone. He might be asleep. He's probably playing Warzone. That's
fine. Yeah, he says.
News. Let's wrap up with news then, folks.
Oh, I was going to say, Okay, go ahead. If there's another podcast next week, we'll probably talk about Bugsnax since it's on Game Pass now.
Yeah, Bugsnax.
So I'm probably going to play at least some of that, so.
I kind of want to wait until the expansion is out now.
That's true. But.
Because apparently it doesn't, I don't know, it seems like it's in the way it integrates into the game, you might want to wait, I don't know.
What's a bug snack? Give me one of the bug snacks.
I don't know their names, but there's the hamburger with the hamburger fry legs. Yeah. That's the iconic, that's their Pikachu. Except I know Pikachu's name, so maybe not.
Except it looks more tastier than Pikachu.
And the little strawberry guys, those are cute. I don't remember what they were called either, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to look them up. Hold on.
Strawberry. I didn't want to make this into a topic, I'm sorry. I just wanted to do a teaser.
A weenie worm.
Okay.
A weenie worm.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe I'll play something on my 3DS or 2DS or whatever, too. Because that sounds fun. I can play that sitting on a couch while Leona is watching Mimi.
Mimi!
That's how she asks for Minnie Mouse. She's like, Mimi, Mimi, Mimi.
Aww.
That's cute.
Aww.
Frider. A frider.
Oh, yeah, because it's like a fry spider.
That's a fry spider.
Okay. That's cute.
It's cute. So, news. We haven't done news in a while.
I have a bunch of articles. You want me to start wrapping stuff off?
Okay, what you got?
Probably the biggest thing is,
I'm scared.
Yeah.
What's it gonna hit with?
Which one? Which, obviously, the Future Raids? No.
Oh, the movie? Yeah. We'll see.
Probably the biggest thing is the revelation that Yuki Naka sued Square Enix because of Bowden.
That's true.
Apparently, he got taken off the project 6 months before release, which allowed Square Enix to just rush the game out so they couldn't finish it properly.
This is what he says on his Twitter. Yeah, this is his side of the story.
Yeah, he had a big long Twitter thread that somebody translated, and it's buck wild. And I haven't been keeping too close attention. Do you know more, Mary?
Yeah, basically he talks about how the producer was taking over a lot of the roles that he thought he should do as the director. And he didn't work well with the team he was set up with. Like, apparently, a whole bunch of people from his team banded together and told Square Kicked Enix, like, no, he needs to go. Including HR, which is impressive. He even says that, too. Yeah, so.
Yo, real talk.
I don't know.
Your whole team and HR kicking you off a project... Man, it ain't the project, and it ain't the people. It's you. You gotta get out. If everybody wants you out, it's tough. But I'm just saying.
And also, it seems he was upset on advertisement for the game that they went with a YouTuber doing a piano rendition of one of the songs instead of the original soundtrack, and he felt like that took away from the composer of the game, saying like, hey, that's not fair, this is misrepresentation of what the game, like, this isn't as good as true as the music in the actual game, this doesn't seem right. He also brought up an anecdote about how he wanted to have another 6 months, and he says in the original Sonic game they hadn't added the being able to keep your life as long as you have one ring until like 2 weeks before the game came out, before the game went gold or whatever. But it's also interesting that if you read a bunch of Yuji Naka like interviews, he likes to take credit for a lot of things that he may necessarily not have actually done himself. Like, he totally disregards, like, one of the main other people that worked on Sonic. I forget his name right now, but he was, like, a key role in working the Sonic games. And he's like, oh, yeah, he was holding Sega back. Like, he works on some other game now. Like, somebody was asking him about him. He's like, he didn't really do anything. And just, he does not seem like the nicest person to work with, from what I've read around the internet. But who knows? It's the internet. I don't know. It's gossip.
I mean, you never know, right? Yeah. I mean, it's always hard for part with these kind of situations. You never really know. But there are worrying signs that it may be Mr. Naka.
And oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I mean, I was going to say no. He just sounds super egotistical. I don't know.
It seems that way from interviews with him, but...
Yeah.
But it also, he is upset that, like, the game was not up to his standards. Like, would they have been able to fix that in 6 months? Probably not. And I'm sure Square Enix saw that and was like, forget it. This is another trash pile. They have a bad job. They're not doing great with, like, outside development.
Right.
They need to, I think, either be more... It sounds like they need to be more meddlesome, honestly.
Right.
It sounds like they were just like, okay, here's your milestones, here's budget, get it done, or whatever, instead of, like, actually... I don't know, though. But from, like, Babylon's Fall and Balan and... There are other games.
Quiet Man, or whatever that's called.
There was, like, that fucking Left Alive game that had, like, a bunch of the Metal Gear people on it, and that was terrible. They have an issue with, like, outside development that they publish. They're not a great publisher. They may be an okay developer, but definitely not a publisher.
Yeah. I mean, they've definitely been having, even internally, like, One news story I'm looking at here is about how Final Fantasy 16 has been struggling.
Yeah, with some issues in its development. 15 and 13, like all of the Final Fantasy games have had pretty crazy, terrible development. And like 15, they promised a bunch of DLCs that never came out. And yeah, it's just, yeah, I don't know.
Making like 14 sort of isolated itself, right? Like 14 has sort of made its own little spot in the market.
Sure.
And inside the company.
I think that kind of speaks to like maybe Square Enix doesn't, like the top people need to maybe interfere more. Like 14, they know what they're doing, so they're fine. But when they don't know, when a problem happens, it seems like Square Enix is not great at helping with problems. Right. Yeah.
They sometimes make it worse, bro.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Yeah.
It makes me a little scared of Forsaken.
Right. Yeah. No, I wonder what that's going to be like. Yeah. Yeah. And it recently got delayed too, didn't it? Yeah.
What if we put some NFTs in it? How do we feel about that?
Yeah, it seems like the top people at Square spend more time trying to get dumb financial investment by talking about stupid bullshit instead of trying to make their games
making
better.
Great games.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's disappointing.
Tough. It's tough.
But yeah, I was just going to say to wrap up the Yuji Naka thing, all of these tweets he was posting, he had a picture like outside of some municipal court, and he didn't say like how they ruled or anything like that. Who knows like what exactly is happening with this lawsuit, because he's the only one that's saying anything about it. So I don't know. I don't know if it's resolved now or what.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yeah. At the end of the day, this comes off like both sides kind of look terrible. Like,
yes, for sure. Yes.
Yeah.
And like, I can't blame Square Enix like for what they probably did, where they saw that this game is not going to make them money, so they wanted to just get it out as fast as possible.
Right.
But then, like, I can't blame him from Anaka for wanting to like obviously put out the best product that he could, but then knowing what we know of the game, would it still be good if he did that? There's probably some easy fixes, like putting like the contents of the book into the game itself. Like that's probably what helped. Right. But you know,
or using more than one button, maybe.
Maybe
that was part of the design, so I don't know.
So exactly, so we don't know. So I don't know. Like, it's kind of weird that this got out, but that's probably speaks to like what type of man he is, that he would actually want to put this out in public, which is something most Japanese people don't do, obviously.
And I think he realized that this game ruined a lot of his reputation too. Like,
absolutely,
nobody talked about Yuji Naka sucking after Billy Hatcher, even though they probably should have. But
they probably should have.
Yeah.
After anything he made after Sonic, so.
Yeah, really.
Honestly.
Fucking Knights.
Which he may not. I mean, he was a programmer on Sonic, but I don't know.
I mean, I think, yeah, I mean, he's definitely, like, in that spot, like, in Japanese companies where they give you the corner office or whatever. Like, the spot where you're like, here's this office, you just stay here, and we'll give you some kind of work to do, right? Like,
well, they, I don't know what they call it. No, they did that to the other Sonic guy, and that's why he quit Sega apparently and started working somewhere else. It's very interesting. If you're
Mighty Number 9,
there's some interesting discussion about. No, that's Inafune is what you're thinking of.
Inafune, thank you. There's so many. Okay, did a lot of Japanese names. Okay, I'm sorry. A lot of the people that made that kind of era of like 2D platformers have a really complicated background on them, so that's easy to mix them up. That's my own defense. I feel bad. I apologize to both of them. Everybody, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Who was this other guy's name? I feel terrible that I can't remember it being like somebody. Naoto Oshima. Oshima, I think, is his name that he treated like crap later on. Yeah, he started working on Blinks the Time Sweeper and stuff. Like, he's
yikes. Link's attempt to. All right, well, that's cool.
I think that's who was. I don't know. I'm terrible. I might be totally wrong. Whatever.
Can we also just take a moment to say, Battle Wonderworld, really bad game. I mean, really bad. I mean,
like, people say it's really bad, but I'm always seeing people like play the game. Like, so I don't know. Like, is it really that bad? I don't know.
You want to play a little Battle in Wonderworld together?
No, I want to play it. Okay. But I already seen
what?
Like,
I think part of the problem is it should have been named Battle in Wonderland, because that's what everybody wants to call it anyway.
It's true. Well, I mean, Dead Man Wonderland is a great anime manga. I mean, it's phenomenal. Well,
it ends with and I don't know. It works better. Whatever.
Just a couple more news stories I'll wrap up, and then we can wrap up. Activision Blizzard is loses 600 million monthly active users in the past year.
Whoa.
That's a lot. That's a lot. A lot of people.
600 million?
No, sorry, 60.
Okay,
no, still a lot. I saw 600 million. I'm sorry. That 60 million is still a very big number.
That is a big number.
So yeah, they lost 60 million. That includes.
Wait, that's Activision Blizzard altogether?
Activision Blizzard. So that includes Call of Duty.
Yeah. Okay.
World of Warcraft.
Overwatch. Yeah. Diablo.
Warzone, I would assume, would be included. You can kind of include that with Call of Duty.
Yeah, where are you getting this number from?
I will post it.
I read
GameSpot.
I think I read 50 million from Warzone or something like that. So maybe that's what you're talking about.
Monthly active users. Okay, that kind of makes sense because have you guys played any Blizzard Activision games this past month?
I played 4 games of Overwatch.
Okay.
Like 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
I played a little Warzone today because people were. It has a Godzilla.
And I know that Overwatch 2 beta.
Not received well.
Yeah.
May I say.
Oh, this was. I guess this was for March, though, not for April, so.
Yeah. But yeah, that would have been. I mean, that would have been what. I played in April some Overwatch, but I haven't played Overwatch. I stopped playing Overwatch probably. Midway last year, and I haven't played it for months, so.
Hey, guys, you know what game came out in March?
No.
Elden Ring? Maybe that had something to do with it. Maybe. Maybe people weren't playing their other games. Not saying that, like, an action RPG is the same people that would play Call of Duty or whatever, but I don't know.
I mean, certainly Warhammer.
Probably didn't help.
3. Total War Warhammer. 3... I have talked about, like, hey, we saw a massive dip when Elden Ring came out, so, like, kind of would make sense for them, but I would less probably so for Call of Duty stuff, so. I don't know. But they did get approved, though. Activision Blizzard was approved for the merger. The stockholders approved the proposed Microsoft transaction.
Okay. So we just have to wait for the government to say it's okay.
Give its final releases, and then... No longer does Activision Blizzard exist. It is all Microsoft. So, yeah. And that's about it, really. That's all I kind of had.
I feel that's the story you want to bring up. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
I just want to bring it up. My movie got delayed till next year. That movie's going to be bad.
What movie?
Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, yes, that also happened. Yeah, and they have shown exactly nothing of that movie, so I'm guessing they showed it to Nintendo, like some preview thing, and they're like, no, this sucks.
Like, what have you done? Oh my god! What have you done? He doesn't sound like Mario. Is he doing an Italian accent?
Like, I feel the Minions movie have some, like, there's farts and I wonder if there was just some, like, rude humor that, like, they
just Mario,
like, I don't know,
farting in the first 10 seconds, just the most, like, almost insulting Mario impression you could do, like, really borderline, like.
I just wonder what exactly that movie is. Like, it's probably going to be CG, like, but what is it? Like, Does it have a live action intro and then they go into the video game or what?
What if it isn't though? What if it's just Chris Pratt dressed up?
I don't think so.
With a mustache.
No. I don't. No.
If we could only be so lucky to see Chris Pratt live action in like a red jumpsuit, ready to
maybe that's how he'll show up for like the red carpet premiere in Mario cosplay. That might actually get people to like him more.
Honestly, I would like him a lot more if he did that, but he won't. So, yeah.
Sorry, you made us talk about the Mario movie. I blame you, Sean.
Yeah, I blame you, Sean. Come on now.
Sorry, it was very important news. No, I'm done.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really see. I mean, there's some rumors out there about Ubisoft maybe looking for a purchaser. They're doing some cleanup work on their books. Auditing some of the departments, which is usually a first step towards, hey, somebody's making an offer on us, and they've been in kind of a weird financial situation, so.
You know what would be funny if Microsoft bought Ubisoft?
You want to condense the entire market into, like, an insane degree where it's like, wow, there's nothing that they don't own. Shit.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but. They were. That's weird, though, because they were fighting over fighting off the takeover for so long. I remember us talking about that on the podcast, and it was like, one of his brothers or something that ran Vivendi or something too. I remember it was some weird, like, extra drama filled thing. Maybe I'm totally misremembering this, but I feel like.
So Guillermo?
No, it's not Guillermo, Guillermo del Toro.
It's not Guillermo del Toro. Give me his name if you could, somebody. His son has stepped away from video games. Yves Guillemot's son, yeah, stepped away. I think in light of some stuff that came out about him, but I'm not completely sure. But he stepped away from the industry, so the last person will be Yves. He will be the last of the family line that owns Ubisoft. You're kind of in a weird situation right now where it's like, well, his son has stepped away from the company, won't be back, is done with Ubisoft, so now it's like, well, I guess might as well sell it, right? Get out while the getting's good.
I wonder if there's, like, more stuff that will come out soon or something, and because I don't know.
I would not,
like,
be surprised, you know. There's some serious problems
before the acquiring. I don't know.
I mean, very similar situations too, yes. Right? If you think about Ubisoft having had a lot of, very nasty workplace stuff, right before.
Wow. The acquisition too. Just even looking at the Wikipedia article for Yves Guillemot, he's been criticized as a central figure in the ongoing Ubisoft workplace sexual misconduct scandal. Although not personally implicated in the misconduct, internal communications revealed that he was aware of and tolerated it for years. Quote, as long as these managers' results exceeds their toxicity level. So as long as they make them money, he doesn't care. Wow. Yeah, wow.
And you can see why they're struggling right now with, I mean, production-wise and hiring, they're certainly one of the companies. There's a lot of them in video games right now that have had these kind of workplace things and are also really struggling to hire on new talent, which has not been the case for a long time in video games because it's like, well, we burn through new employees so quickly and they exit the entire industry. We just get new, fresh kids coming out of college.
And the only people that stick around are the assholes, apparently. It sounds indeed. Like, yeah, And if they were rewarded, it's like, well, if their games sell, I don't care. Like, that's messed up. Yeah, as long as they're not so detrimental to affect the bottom line, that's messed up.
So yeah, you've heard certainly about, and they've kind of wanted to sell to a European company, so they wouldn't probably sell to Microsoft, but they could sell to what's that place that keeps buying every company in the world?
Oh, Embracer Group?
Embracer Group, yes. Seems like would be the front runner right now. Sony has had talks too, I guess, at some point. So there you go. Final news story.
That would be a good get for Sony, I have to say.
That would be a great get for Sony.
They want the AAA, and Ubisoft is pretty good at doing that on a year-to-year basis. So Mm-hmm. Well, they had
and they have
been,
a lot of talent. A lot of, and then Sony is, you know, I mean, is a at least more competent overhead. And getting rid of Eve would be a very big positive, I think, for that whole situation. So, thank you very much, everybody, you guys, for joining us. That's been the news segment. Thank you, guys. We'll let you go, everybody. Moms are back there. This has been the 1st of May, May Day. Happy May Day to everybody out there. Wish you well. See ya. Adios. We'll let you go. Goodbye. I have nothing else. Mary, did you want to show off your shirt?
Was that kind of. Go ahead. Nobody's looking at this, and it won't play on the actual podcast, but...
Woo!
Spoopy. Junji my cool Ito. Shirt, but not really. Whoa.
Just wearing this, I'm just wearing my Star Wars shirt that I like to wear. I don't got any cool stuff.
I like that we're all wearing black, though.
It is a black day.
It's goth podcast.
The goth podcast. Thank you for watching the goth podcast. I've been Owie, the host.
Gothcast.
That's been Mary. That's been Sean. Have a good week, everybody. Adios. Enjoy video games. Go get some bug snacks. Go eat a fryer. Maybe do you eat the bug snacks? Nobody knows.
I think you totally do. And then you get pieces of their body as your body. It's cool.
She says it's cool, but is it
cool?